All right. Back again. All new episode, Run and Tell That Podcast. And tonight is the after party at Lounge 732. You know what I'm saying? Harris versus Trump. Politics as usual. So, who's ready to start this off?
I'm an independent
personally. So
you're independent personally.
Yeah.
I think that's what I'm gonna lean to this time. I'm gonna be independent this time.
I've been independent for years now, but I'm still registered as a Democrat. You know, but
yeah, me too.
Yeah, no, I ain't going for neither one of these people.
Whoa.
Most likely. I said people. I caught myself. I said people.
Yeah.
So, hey, look, question y'all too. So, we talking about Trump and Harris. Why y'all choose independent? I'm just thinking.
Oh, I've been independent. I've been independent ever since.
So, who's the independent person that you're going to vote for?
Oh, no, I'm an independent. I just go in and I vote based on who I want to vote for. I don't go party.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter if it's somebody that's independent. I don't vote for the independent person. I just vote for who I want to vote for in that moment.
Oh, okay. So
yeah. So I'm not party aligned. So
yeah.
Well, I became an independent. I say when Obama decided to remove the public option from the healthcare plan. That's when I decided to be independent. Was then. So I've been independent for a while now.
Some people have praised that move. Some people have cursed that move. But right now, again, we're looking at two candidates, Harris and Trump. I don't know if we got a lot to choose from, but we shall see. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? And I'll go ahead and say this about Trump. You know what I mean? Trump is what a lot of people say. This man got 35 charges against him. But a lot of them don't understand. He got a bunch of charges against him, but he ain't in jail.
Yeah.
He ain't in jail. So it's a different when people sit there and say, I relate to Trump. But guess what? You can relate to him. You in jail, but he is not. You know what I'm saying?
You be in jail.
You will be in jail. You know what I'm saying? With Harris, I need to know. For me personally, she has not come up with anything yet. So I need to know what is the economy going to look like for her?
Yeah.
What is the border? What is the inflation? What is the school thing going to look like? What is infrastructure. What is that going to look like? Now, what I know I'm getting with Trump is the same old because, you know, he's a businessman.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So with a businessman, this is what you're going to get. He's going to wheel and deal. But I need the honesty because remember now, if he was that good at the beginning, he would have been in office right now. It's a reason why he didn't get voted in. It's a reason why that we got Biden. It's a reason why Harris coming up. You know what I mean? So it's a lot of reasoning that go behind. Now, like I said, it's Trump qualified than Harris? Yeah, of course he's going to be qualified than Harris. Would I vote for Trump? If Harris don't give me nothing, I ain't got no choice but to vote for Trump. If she don't give me the groundwork or what she worked with, you know what I mean? I guess I'm going to be voting for myself. I'm going to put myself on the... All right, shoot.
You become an independent.
Why not?
Like I said again, you know, we listed these politicians, they're blowing smoke. Like I said, it's like sunshine. Everybody want to tell you what Harris is doing wrong, what Trump is doing wrong. But at the end of the day, I'm a state employee. I'm looking at what are you going to do for me to make my life that much more comfortable.
Trump Project 25.
Exactly. Again, and please push looking up Project 25.
Yeah.
I need for folks to look up Project 25. If they look up Project 25, you have a good working knowledge of what's getting ready to happen to the government once Trump is back, if Trump gets back in office.
Yep.
Project 25 is not good.
And then, you know what's so sad about it? Half of those Trumpsters that gonna vote for him, they're gonna be crying about the why the school don't have
Head Start program.
Well, you should have thought about that before you
should have read Project 25.
You should have read about that. You know how the Trumps still go. Yep. They're gonna blame everything. They're gonna blame the man down here, the African American man who's superintendent. Why you ain't doing this? Mm-hmm. Why you? They need to get him out of here. Yeah. They need to get him out. He ain't doing what he's supposed to be doing. Why? But they ain't read Project 2025.
They ain't read it.
It's a reason why.
I want you guys, like I said again, I encourage our listeners, if we have any, to look up Project 25. These are the things that will be adversely affecting our lives.
That's right. It will definitely affect our lives.
If they get this passed. So, again, like I said, let's be real. And I know, for the most part, you know, I don't want you, just because you're a black person, to vote for Harris.
No.
Just because you're a white person, to vote for Trump.
Vote for the right candidate.
You do some legwork.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do some background.
Mm-hmm.
Check out who's who and what's what. And again, like I said, make an educated decision.
I'm gonna tell y'all this. If Dick Cheney was running right now, I would have voted for Dick Cheney. You know why I would have voted for Dick Cheney?
Because he shot that lawyer.
He shot that lawyer. I would vote the heck for Dick Cheney. I would even vote for Al Gore.
I thought you were gonna say Ross Perot for a minute there.
Hey, I like old Ross Perot.
I'll vote for her.
Mm.
Can you imagine a stripper in the White House?
Mm-hmm. Polls everywhere.
Every single
I get a poll. Everybody get a poll.
Can you imagine the Secret Service sitting up there saying, yeah, I would vote for her.
Stormy Daniels.
You know what I mean? Look, think about
president.
It. So you think about it for a second, man. The Secret Service protecting her and she's stripping. Shoot.
Did y'all see that Harris was talking about the subsidy for the new homeowners getting $25K for the first year, and then she also trying to implement for new parents. So for that first year you get $6,000 for the first year.
Well, you know what, and it's a good thing that she's coming out with that, but the saddest part about it, she needs the House to be a Democrat. She needs the Senate to be a Democrat. It's good to have the plan, but if you don't have them to back you, guess what? They're not going to pass that.
Yeah.
Look what Obama dealt with his last 2 years in office. He dealt with every single kickback. If one thing that was totally disrespectful for him being the president of the United States, and they disrespect him his last 2 years in office. The House wasn't even his. The Republican in the Senate wasn't even here. His. Everything that he tried to pass, they kicked against.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? They kicked against. So think about it. So everything that they trying to pass, I mean, like, anything that she tried to pass, if she don't have a Democratic House, a Democratic Senate, and then in the Senate, she needs actually 10 more votes. So she need a full House. She need a full Senate to actually pass any agenda.
Yep.
So she can sit there, or anybody can sit there and try to see if they can get their thing passed. It won't pass. You know, that's the hold up with Biden stuff now. Somebody said he got over 100 stuff that didn't pass. Look at Tommy Tuleville, that dang going coach of, he used to be the coach of Auburn. That joker sat there for almost two years. And sat there, and then we want to pick nobody in the dango United States over the head, over the Marines and the Army. He kicked against it. Why? Why are you doing that? You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying that we got some trifling people up there. They got political stuff that they want to do. They want to actually see their stuff go through. In order for them to see their stuff, they need these people to actually vote for it. So they will hold up. They will hostage the whole government. And a lot of people don't say that.
Yeah, well, you know, the problem is, to your point, is we don't have people that's willing to go across the line and actually work with each other. Because right now, to your point, everybody only worrying about the next election cycle, you know. So then that way, because you already know what was going to come up in these debates, in the ads, this person voted yeah on all of this. This person voted no. This person didn't show up, you know. So then it's like, well, if it doesn't pan out, I can't. That way, I'm not attached to it. You know, it's like everybody is on this defensive shit and trying to make their party look better than what it is. You know what I mean? Instead of just going, all right, we need to go across the line and we just got to work together to try to get where we need to go and keep pushing this country further. And I think that's been one of the problems is you don't have enough people that's willing to go across the line and help each other out. To your point.
Yeah, I agree. I agree 100%. Well, like I said, again, you know, you have Vice President Harris, you got past President Trump, and right now, if that's all the choice we've got, Dr. King said we have some difficult days ahead of us.
That's right.
And we're going to have some difficult days ahead of us. I'm offended by all the money that's being pushed to other countries when we here in the United States need so many things. When you're considering letting Head Start programs go by the wayside, when you're considering taking Social Security away from our seniors, I'm offended by even the thought of things like that. And like I said, again, we got to vote.
Yeah, we got to vote.
You got to be an educated voter. Don't vote.
Do your research.
Do your research. Do your homework.
Do your homework.
Because that's going to be very, very important.
Yeah, I mean, like, the candidate that you want to be in there, is that really the candidate that you need?
Yeah.
So, I mean, really, really do your research and understanding and all that stuff like that. Like I said, I voted for Trump 4 years ago. I mean, I did. You know what I'm saying? I definitely did because I wanted to change. I mean, 8 years ago, I voted for him because I wanted to change. I wanted to change from the fact that it being that, man, this man knew his stuff. But once he actually seen him on the center stage and seen him do his thing, I was like, what the heck? This Joker told us as American people to drink bleach when doing the coronavirus.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And you know what? But like I said, I voted for him. So this is what I'm getting, you know what I mean? I voted for him because I got family members who own businesses, you know what I'm saying? And guess what?
He was for businesses,
yep. You know what I'm saying? I'm a middle class person, you know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, did it help me? I ended up owing tax that year, you know what I'm saying? Did it help me out? And guess what? And a lot of people don't understand, well, we got that stimulus check. We're paying that back right now. Yes, a lot of them don't understand that. So they're thinking that it's a Biden thing. It's a Trump thing. Am I going to vote for Trump? Am I going to vote for Trump this year? Yes, I am. I'm a Trumpster. Now I'm just playing. I don't know. I got to actually do a little bit more research. But 9 times out of 10, I'm going to vote for the better candidate that's going to help. Like the school and all that stuff like that. I need to hear Harris' plan. What she got? And what she
I ain't like get. to your point. I didn't vote for Hillary when 8 years ago. It was 8 years ago, wasn't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because of the same thing, because I was gonna vote for Bernie. And then the Democrats did that thing with that superdelegates bull crap. It's like the people voted for Bernie. They felt like Bernie wasn't going to win, so they felt Hillary could win. So then they did the superdelegate shit that way to push her in. And then you lost those swing votes like myself because it was like, I'm not voting for her. You know, I didn't vote for her. I didn't vote for him. I can't even remember who I voted for, to be honest with you. I don't remember. Well, but it was the same thing as like, you know, to your point, you just got to go check those sites. Check everybody's site. Look up what they policy, what they trying to do. I mean, you can go and look at how they voted and stuff like that to see, no matter what people say, you mean you can look and see how they voted, you know, if they was there when it was when certain things that matter to you was being brought up, those bills, and then how they voted or didn't vote for those bills. So
yeah,
I mean, and then yeah. I mean, oh, we got a message, I'm sorry.
Yep.
All right.
If you all get a chance, if you're interested, there is a third party candidate running that's talking about doing some things that a Republican or a Democrat will never do, like overturning Citizens United versus the Federal Election Committee. It's a Supreme Court ruling. It makes it legal for corporations to buy politicians. You know how we all say our government's corrupt. Quite a few other things. If you check out his website, you might like what you read.
I need to know the website because that would change my mind. Look, let us know that website because
yeah, what's the website and the candidate? Is this Kennedy who you got in your what you call?
Please let me know because I'm tired of our corrupt system. I might run for the mayor of Kershaw.
All right then.
All right.
You think
you say what?
I'm gonna tell them all.
You think you'll win?
Yeah, I'm telling them that anybody that votes for me can get all the street Viagra they want.
All right then.
Oh my goodness. But yeah, so then I mean, to your point though, the question is with Harrison, it's like, what is it? Is it anything different than with what you call that you plan on inviting that you plan on doing, or is it you coming in to try to finish pushing through what he couldn't get through?
Well, I think that she, from what I was told, is that she wanted to lay her own groundwork. You know what I mean?
Well,
from what
that's
I
a
read
good start.
Today. So when I read today is that she wanted to lay her own groundwork. But what I wanted to know is that I need to know about all the people that running for president. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, we have this vote every 4 years. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The person who become president, I mean, like Trump said, I don't know if he was saying that to be funny. He said, if he don't win, he going to Venezuela. Now, I don't know how that works. Secret Service going to have to go with him. But, you know, I don't know if he was saying that because, you know, every time he says something, it's not meant to be. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But Harris need to actually come up with something. She need to give me something. Robert Kennedy need to give me something. You know what I mean? The independent person need to, because I think Robert is independent. So the other person need to actually give me something. Because I need to read up on these people so I can actually know. I don't want to, I want my vote to really count. And yeah, then whoever wins, then I can say I vote for the best candidate of my choice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, you probably can tell.
You got a message.
Yeah. Yep, it's just simply Kennedy 24. If you just Google Kennedy 24, I can hit you guys the back chat if you want. You hit the top left three dots and go to his policies. There's one for we the people, not we the corporations. There's one for you guys that might particularly be interested in. Policies have failed Black Americans as usual. He speaks with regard to Native Americans and how they've been unjustly served. And if you look at his record and see what how many times he's just sued the government, all the government institutions for corruption, and has defended citizens from their government, he's been doing it for a long time.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I see it. I pull it up.
Oh yeah. So what you thinking, Dara? Who you lean towards, or what are you looking for? I should say.
Well, I'm gonna be honest with you. 8 years ago, I voted for Hillary, and I only voted for Hillary because I looked at who was to me the lesser two evils to me, and I did not believe in Trump. I just didn't. I didn't do enough research to see who was the independent in that during that time. And I just went with, because I've always voted Democrat. So it was like, but this time around, I also want to do more research of, you know what I'm saying, of all the candidates, you know what I mean? What, you know, basically what they, you know, what they trying to accomplish. Because at the end of the day, is what they trying to accomplish. Because they can tell you that they can do this and they can do that, but if the Republicans have the House and the Senate, and we get a Dem and Harris is president, everything she tried to push through is gonna get kicked back. If it's vice versa, everything Trump tried to do is gonna get kicked back. So at the end of the day, it ended up most time ended up being broken promises because people don't vote at the lower levels. You know what I'm saying? We will go out to vote. When Obama was doing it, now everybody's flocking because they, you know what I'm saying, they want the first woman president, mm-hmm. which I'm fine with that, I'm cool with that. But then once you do that, you're not done. You still got to vote at the lower levels. So it's like I said, I don't really have a definite person right now. It's just that I'm gonna do more research. And see, you know what I'm saying, what, you know, all the candidates are trying to offer. But that's all it is what they're trying to offer you. They can promise you, well, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. Half time, that shit don't even make it through. It all depends.
Oh, yeah.
So that's where I stand with it. But then, like I said, everybody's talking about, because this is the election that's coming up. But we also need to talk about voting at the lower levels. Also. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
the job is not done. It's like, you know what I mean. So you can't vote Harris in, and then when her shit don't get through, now you blaming Harris because that's the shit that Obama went through. There was a lot of black people that sit there and talk shit, and it's like you got to take some of the responsibility.
Yeah,
if you ain't voting at the lower level, then what's the point? So that's just me. So I don't have a front runner right now at this point of who I'm gonna read up on this particular candidate and see what, you know what I'm saying, what he's talking about. And eventually I'll make, you know, I'll make a decision about it.
Oh yeah.
Oh, we got a message. Hold on, let me go back.
This gentleman's absolutely right. You can see how they stand on the topics. They may agree or disagree with you, but what can they actually get done? A lot of the things like firing the corrupt individuals from the FDA and EPA, and they can be done through executive order. So some people say it's overreach. Actually, in my opinion, some of the best presidents in the history of this country, like Lincoln, the Emancipation Proclamation was an executive order. Most people don't realize that. So the next president could have undone it, but didn't, because cat was already out of the bags. So a lot of this stuff, a lot of his plan requires executive orders, which don't require to go through Congress. Unless you want to make them law.
Okay. Yeah. Yep, got another message.
I'm just happy to share, guys. A lot of people don't even know the man's running. You know, JFK, his uncle, was assassinated after, you know, pushing forward on civil rights. Obviously, we're supporting Dr. King. Trying to revoke the censorship and stop lying to the people. He tried to expose and move the Federal Reserve back under the Treasury Department. He was assassinated. His RFK Jr.'s father, Bobby Kennedy, if you remember the speech he gave after MLK was assassinated, led the charge for the civil rights movement, passed the torch, so to speak, picked up the torch, so to speak, won the California primary, boom, he was assassinated. So RFK Jr., he's got a bone to pick. He's definitely a civil rights guy.
Yeah, like I said, I'm going to do my research on him, look him up.
Yeah. You gonna take the other two?
Huh? Y'all gonna do the other two?
Okay. The other two?
What's going on, fellas? How's it going? How's it going? Happy Friday, G, Ro, and Gerard. So when it comes to this whole Kamala Harris and Donald Trump thing, I think the better candidate might be Trump. But people of color see, hey, I'm black, she's black, and she's running because Kamala Harris is going to crucify us as people of color, man. They are using her to crucify us. Donald Trump is not the better candidate, but if I had to choose the lesser of the evil, I know we think Donald Trump is the evil people. Come on, y'all. There are a lot of things that policy that he's going to pass that are kind of like, damn, that's kind of fucked up. Like the police having, they're pretty much going to get pardoned. You know what I'm saying? Automatically if they kill somebody. You see, as a black man, they already kind of got it. So I'm not too mad about that, even though I am, but I'm not. You know what I'm saying? But both ways, it's fucked up all across. Man, everybody knows who was running. This man been pushing this Kennedy agenda for the longest, man. But I love it, though. That's really his guy. So that's why I love politics, man. You got to find your person and just stick by them. So it's like being in a relationship.
So, yeah. That's it for me. Like I said, I'm gonna look him up and...
Damn, they wouldn't even let us talk about it in the military.
I bet not.
Couldn't talk about
it. Yeah, the thing here, I was seeing the thing. I like done. I said, shoot, I gotta take some time to try to decide on who I'm gonna vote for. I know before, man, I used to be like, I'll be switching between CNN, NBC, and Fox News. Mm-hmm. You know, because you want to hear everybody's rhetoric, and then you just gotta pick out,
stuff
and then toss the bullshit that everybody is spewing on a respective station.
You know, and yeah, you know true. What? And I'm gonna say this, and you know, if Trump stay on course,
which he won't,
and stop like calling that. Hey, she just like a couple months ago saying that she was black. She was Indian. You know what I'm saying? Like, if he
Trump can't stay on course, let me just go ahead and
be this guy that America want me. But what he want to do is he want to crack jokes about a person and all that stuff like that. You know, he'll get my vote if he actually change his ways. You know what I mean? Like, I'm telling you right now, because I don't, like I said before, I don't know anything about Harris.
Yeah.
What she got going on? Now she gonna have to sell me next week Monday. When a Democratic convention happened, and when she talked on Thursday, I need to know her vision. I need to be at that TV, being like, if she got me, she got me.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, right now I'm like 50-50. I'm 50 this way, 50 that way. Yes. You know what I mean? Like I said before, now I was a Trumpster.
Yeah.
I was a Trumpster.
He sure was.
I voted for Trump. I even got Trump underwear on tonight.
Hey, okay. I don't know about all of that. Now we ain't gonna inspect.
I got Trump underwear, Trump T-shirt on. I got Trump do-rag on.
Gotcha.
And I got hair socks on.
Yeah.
And I want for people to understand that the G-Man ain't the only man of color that voted for Trump, and he'll never be.
Uh-huh.
He's not the first. He won't be the last. Because at the end of the day, Trump was president at one point in time.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So apparently whatever he was saying made sense
to
somebody.
He was different.
You know,
he was different. At the time, he was different. Mm-hmm. He was a candidate that we never ever seen before because what he did.
Don't forget, you went from Obama
to
Trump.
That's right.
For some, you went from sugar to shit.
Yeah.
For some. But like I said again, for some he was a breath of fresh air.
At least you know what you were getting. You were from him.
Exactly.
He ran on the idea. I'm a businessman. I'm running like a businessman.
I'm gonna run this country like a business.
This country needs to be ran like a business if it is to succeed as a country.
That's right.
And like I said again,
it needs to be ran like a business.
One of my primary concerns is all the money that they're funneling to other countries. Yeah.
Hey, you know why they do
when
that?
We got they've so been doing much that stuff Reagan. Going on
they've been doing
here
that
in the States that we can use that money for.
Think about it. Reagan been doing that. Reagan been funding money all the way to Venezuela.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And then who became the president after that? Bush, right? Bush became the president, and he was funding money. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Clinton been funding money.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Obama, you know what I mean? It's just like a trickling effect. Yeah, and then, matter of fact, Trump did the same exact thing.
Yes.
So they do it, and they say they're not doing it, but they do it because
they do. I'm just listening. You know, G-Man, keep talking.
You know, and that's the sad part about it is that you're 100% right. Look, you can help out the United States. Why are you sending all this money to, what do you call it, SWAC baby? Oh, no, no.
I know what you're talking about.
Ukraine.
Ukraine.
Hey, I'll call it SWAC crazy because they SWAC crazy. Like, this war with Russia been going on for almost 2 years. Yes.
And we've been paying.
Yeah, and we helping them.
Billions.
And they estimated we spent trillions on our war with Afghanistan, our war. And y'all remember, fellas, when we was fighting wars on several fronts, Iraq and Afghanistan, they estimated we spent trillions.
But that's what's so sad, but we need to put that money back. Look how many homeless people in Atlanta.
Thank you.
Yeah.
New York.
Charlotte. Yeah, you go downtown Charlotte right now. Yes. Somebody came, a man came to me the other day. He said, you got...
Yeah.
A breath of fresh air. I said, you breathing, right? But I gave him
$20. Oh, yeah.
I gave him $20? I said, hey, no, don't you buy no alcohol. I seen a six-pack in your thing. Yeah, pushing a buggy.
Yes.
It had a brand new... somebody gave
him... As you state, there's a lot of homeless in Charlotte. I've done security up there for over 20 years. A lot of homeless. So you're right, my brother. Our nation is in bad shape. I don't know if y'all remember... But President Obama, under his administration, he had this policy where he wanted the American people to see where everything that was being spent was going.
They didn't like that. They don't want that.
He opened up. He allowed the American people to see where every dollar that was being spent was going. And then, it was, you know, regardless of what people say about President Obama, he said, it was President Obama that said, it make no sense for us to make nations rich that don't even like us. He was President Obama. So he began this process, regardless of who wants to take the credit, of backing away from and supporting these countries. For the first time, I'm with some smart guys here, and I'm a very smart guy. Under the Obama administration, we became energy independent. America having all of these wells capped here.
Trump did it.
Trump
did it.
No, it was under the Obama administration that
Trump
we became.
Trump said he signed a law that.
Trump might have took credit for it, but under the Obama administration, all of these oil
wells started.
President Obama began to uncap them all well.
So you tell me why Trump didn't do that.
President Trump take credit for it. Some stuff he didn't do, y'all know that.
For some people, they thought it wasn't good business.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
When you get to monopolize the oil, you know, being distributed into this country, that's a big deal.
That's a big deal.
That's a big deal.
Big deal, goddamn. Yeah. But
we got two on there.
We became energy independent under the Obama administration.
Let's hear from our folks.
I hope some of you gentlemen join one of my future shows. It's a lot that a lot of people don't know. They just don't follow as closely as some, and that's all right. This guy lowered taxes for hundreds of billions of dollars, corporations making record profits, while prices of products are going up and salaries stay stagnant. Lowered their taxes by 60% and raised taxes on the working class by using quantitative easing in the Federal Reserve, diluted every single one of our dollars. It's on the surface. The economics they talk about sound pretty words. They lie into you.
Who did it? Not Trump?
The Federal Reserve. I'll give you an example. While we were talking about in 16, talking about who's going to use what bathrooms with the, you know, they passed, they voted whether or not to audit the Federal Reserve because they lost and couldn't account for $9 trillion. Now, I know we talk about these foreign wars and how much they cost us. It always is brought up. It's about $200 billion. Okay? I'm talking about $9 trillion. And then Congress voted not to audit. Not to audit. Why would they do that? Another $2.5 trillion missing here. Another $18 trillion at the Pentagon. Trillion, guys. This is a big deal, right? The Fed is... robbing us, literally.
You still got two more.
One last thing, and then I gotta roll out. Somebody else wants to start a show with me. As far as Petro, energy independence. What was finally passed through the, I think it was the Inflation Reduction Act, was the legalization of selling butanol versus ethanol. Butanol. So my background is chemical engineering. We've been trying to get butanol passed for a long time. It's more energy dense and you get the same yields and could actually replace gasoline. You don't have to modify your engine or pipelines or gas pumps like ethanol, right? This could literally replace gasoline completely. So that was passed by the Biden administration with bipartisan support. So huge deal. The pipeline was Canadian. I love this conversation, guys. I love it. I don't know how much longer I can stick around. I'm messaging my buddy right now. So, but... I appreciate you guys. You know, you got the right head on your shoulders when you say, I don't know who I'm voting for yet. I need to do more research. That is the right answer. And keep searching for the truth. I think you'll find the right person for the job. Check my guy out. I appreciate you guys. Hope to see you on the streets around town. All right, guys. Thanks for listening, fellas. I enjoyed listening.
We definitely
appreciate you.
Appreciate you, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the most important thing is that, you know, it's not like a policy that, like, I want to know more. You know what I'm saying? Look, I'm going to tell you right now. If Kamala, whatever, because she, you know, I don't know her name today. They done switching on the name. They done switching on the name so much. So I'm gonna say Harris.
Yeah.
If she sit there and like I said before, if she laid out a good vision, because I know Trump vision, then I'll still be tossed up. But she gotta sell me on a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? She gotta definitely sell me on a little bit more because right now, I don't know who to vote for. It's three individuals that we could vote for, but we gotta make sure that whoever we pin on there, put in the White House, gotta have our voice.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Definitely need the Supreme Court to be tackled. The Supreme Court needs some kind of, they need to be well, I mean, like, I know a lot of people say they life term.
They are.
But they, something needs
they
to happen.
They should
be
with them. No bias, and so, they should
something
be
need to happen with them because what they're doing right now is they're rewriting history.
Yes, they are.
They're rewriting history, and nobody's paying attention to that. Nobody's paying attention to that. You got these people, these six Republicans that was appointed. Four of them was Trump.
Okay, so
Roberts, who's the chief.
What was he, the Clinton administration or Bush?
No, he was Bush. Roberts is the chief.
I remember.
So you got to remember now, so they're rewriting history as we know right now.
Mm-hmm.
And as an American people, would you want to know about Roe versus Wade? Why are they changing around that? The other three individuals that came in under President Trump, they sat there on the Senate floor and said they will not do it.
Mm-hmm.
They gave their word.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what they end up doing?
They did it.
Yeah.
They gave their word. They put their hand on the Bible.
Yeah, yeah.
So guess what? If they're going to sit there and do that, You can imagine what they're gonna do with affirmative action. Yeah, yeah. I'm telling y'all right now, affirmative action is one of the topics up there. Yeah. Oh, my best friend Clarence Thomas, he's up there. Yeah. I wonder what happened to Anita. I need Anita to come back. Where Anita at? Anita needs to come back. She needs to visit him. She needs to go ahead and visit him.
Hey, fellas.
Remember he said he ain't had no relationship. Remember he said he did nothing. But I need Anita to come back to actually the work his life.
Hey, fellas, I need Anita too.
Oh, Lord.
Here we go.
She wasn't bad looking.
That was the first shot across the bow.
But there you go. I need Anita too.
If y'all get what I'm saying, is that so if the Supreme Court gonna sit on national TV and say when they getting like voted in that their confirmational hearing that they're not gonna do this and that and they do it, they should not. That's against the law now. You know what I'm saying? That's against the pretend law.
Now, remember, listen, their politicians too. If you have a presidential candidate that has been found guilty on 34 counts of whatever and still allowed to run for the highest position in the country.
He did not do that.
Dale, there's something wrong.
He did not call, even though he called them.
There's something wrong.
Listen to what I'm saying. He did not call them. His voice is not on. That's a pretend person.
Dale,
Trump did not call them.
Hey, Dale, there's something wrong with you. No, he did 34 counts.
But he didn't call them.
If it was anybody else, we'd be locked the hell up.
Yeah, yeah. But he was
no, that was an AI voice.
American man and perhaps white man about who's the best candidate for the job. Is it Condoleezza? I'm not Condoleezza. Is it Kamala Harris? I'm thinking about Condoleezza Rice because I wanted her to run, my baby.
Oh, no.
Kamala Harris.
No, I'm saying Miss Harris. Call her Miss Harris.
Miss Harris.
You just butcher her name just like I did.
Well, Miss Harris or Donald Trump. And you know, y'all, as blacks, you know, I gotten away from learning just because I'm black to vote Democratic. I learned a long time ago, and I can tell you, I said it earlier.
You know, they got
two very smart guys,
but they got that new they got Democrat, Republican, Independent,
and what else we got? And liberal.
Yeah, no,
yeah. But
she suck it.
Well, here's the thing. I'm among some very smart guys, and you know it's sad when we still are looking at this situation and don't know which route to take because, as G-Man pointed out, we don't know which is the worst of two evils.
That's right.
And then I was talking with Dale and G-Man earlier. And it didn't help Harris when she had, who was it, G-Man? Was it Megan Thee Stallion? Yeah,
you said she was twerking on the stage.
They was twerking. They was representing her. And there's already
Did you watch her twerking?
For about 20 seconds.
No, but did you get turned on?
No, I didn't get turned on.
Because remember now, you said you, what?
Yeah, G-Man, I ain't watched but 20 seconds.
No, but you said,
I've heard you
said, but you said you want six, and you say you want
I want six up, six, he five or six. As I stated in the earlier
episode. Now you stuttering now. You, how much
I don't
you want?
Care if I'm stuttering.
How much you want? You five, want six what?
Five or six.
Okay, so you.
If I was a single man.
So you watched Megan, she was jumping.
Megan Thee Stallion ain't no woman though.
No, she was beating that thing down.
That's a hoe. I don't want no hoe.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
I don't care.
That's a hoe.
Hey, I don't care. I ain't apologizing for it. Regardless of whoever attacked me on the podcast, I ain't want no hoe.
How you know she a hoe?
She's a hoe.
You don't smell it?
She say she was a hoe. She claimed to be a hoe. She proclaimed to be a hoe.
You smell it?
I ain't gonna smell it. I ain't getting that close to it. So, hey, but yeah, You got these females that profess to be hoes and claim to be hoes, and that's sad. And Megan Thee Stallion will tell you, Cardi B will tell you she's a hoe.
She used to rob guys.
What's that? Sexy Red will tell you she's a hoe, and all black women need to be a hoe. Hey, I got an issue with these women, with all these high quality black women out here trying to tell them, and these young girls trying to influence them to be a hoe. Why? No man wants a hoe. So I don't care who's mad at me.
Well, is
hey.
It, so, I mean, look, so, since we're talking about hoes, I'm about to.
No, before y'all get started on hoes, let's play these two messages.
Yeah, we got
before y'all get started on hoes.
Before, back in the day, they played with that, right? So it's 2024. A lot more people, I hate to use the word woke, but I say know what the fuck is going on and be much more conscious, right? So some people, not all of us, it's the majority that do, I'm black, I'm gonna vote for the black candidate, right? So it's our conditioning, brother. It's our conditioning. Me, for example, like right now, I look at policies. I look at your first 30 days in that White House. What do you stand for? What are you going to do? What do you want to sign off of? Right? After that, hey, actions and gestures, man. That's everything you say match with the fuck you, how you moving. And Donald Trump always been the same, had the same temperament. He never changed. That's why I can't really, like, I know who I'm getting, right? But with Kamala, we know her record, y'all. I'm not going to sit here. We know her record. And we know she's a puppet being used by the puppet master. Yeah, why do you have Megan Thee Stallion performing and twerking at the DNC? Like, that, I mean, it was kind of sexy, but it wasn't necessary. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just like, yo, we're talking about, like, the country here. There should be no twerking involved, but that's just me, though. I digress.
She wasn't at the DNC. The DNC started on Monday. She was at her first public appearance in Atlanta. DNC, it started this Monday right here. The stuff that she was doing, remember when Biden had stepped down and endorsed her that Sunday, she went to Atlanta either that Monday or Tuesday, and Megan and another rapper introduced her. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what happened. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I agree 100. I mean, but that's what society is. You know what I mean? Think about it, man. It made you watch it.
Hey,
you watch it, right?
No.
Yeah, hey, you said so how long
I
you watch it?
About no, 30
you
but seconds.
No, you say 30. Now before
TV.
It was 20.
Before
it was 20. Which how long?
20 seconds, 30 seconds.
Okay, so now I want. Did you watch it?
And it ain't Megan. I think she ain't Megan Thee Stallion.
Look, I think my brother.
She Megan the donkey.
You can't say donkey like that. You know what
I said?
You say donkey like that?
Yeah. How a woman gonna be a stallion?
Because
a man
said,
is a stallion.
You call her donkey, that means you been looking at her.
Well, I was. Whatever I was looking at. Hey, Megan the stallion. She must be Megan the donkey.
But on definitely on a serious note, I really, really think that both candidates got something to prove to the American people.
They do.
I definitely need Trump to be the Trump that we all know 8 years ago. But guess what? He's 8 years older.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I mean, like with Harris, I need to see her vision. And like my man said, she got 30 days. Like in the White House, that's what most people do. They sign off on an executive order in 30 days. You know what I'm saying? Executive orders, things that nobody can turn down. It becomes law for 8 years.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So the next president that coming in, they can't do nothing with the executive order.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Most of them honored it if it's been an executive order. It actually is honored by becomes president, and the next president that comes in honors it also.
But we got message. My iPad.
Fellas, let's put politics to the side. That woman looked good in that blue outfit and that tie, man. It was sexy as hell. that ish was so sexy, boy. I can't even, man. Come on, y'all. You gotta admit it was sexy. Put all the politics to the side. Yes or no?
Yeah,
damn, after that message, they got me too. I'm over here like, she's sexy. I'm getting away from the real message, looking at her sexiness. Maybe I'm the problem too.
But
y'all got any final thoughts before we close it on out?
Only thing I gotta say is that life is short, and whoever we choose, make sure we choose it from the bottom of our heart, but make sure that we do the research. It might hurt our feelings to know that this person did that or say this and all this stuff like that, but we cannot hold them for something that they say in the past. We gotta actually hold them accountable for the stuff that they're trying to do in the future. So what G-Man just trying to say is that life, liberty, and health.
I'm looking at a presidential candidate now, be it Trump or Harris, and what are they prepared to do for the American people?
That's right. You already stated what you wanted.
I'm looking at what can we do for middle class and lower class families.
That's right.
To strengthen this nation.
That's right.
What can they do, like I said, as I get closer to retirement, make me feel comfortable that my retirement money is going to be there when I need it and want it.
Yes, right? Sir.
I need to know what they're going to be able to do and prepare this country for the education of my grandchildren.
That's right.
We have one of the most highest in regards to college education.
Yeah.
Some countries pay for their people to have education, quality education. That's right. Quality. That's giving something back to the community later on. Why can't America, being as bright and as financially as we are, work up something like that?
Yeah.
I know we're talking way down the road, but at the end of the day, I want to know what can you do to bless this country?
Yeah.
Because, look, I'm tired.
And then, JP, your turn.
I ain't got nothing to say.
You better have something to say. You want to see the blue suit again.
What blue suit?
Megan Thee Stallion.
I ain't want to see Megan.
You said you want to see Cardi B.
I don't want to see Cardi B. I want to see Megan Thee Stallion. I don't want to see nobody. Maybe I think people like it if they see little JP up there swinging it and shaking that thing for the women.
Hey, Ro, go ahead with your thoughts. That's all I got to say.
My thought is, when you go in the booth, let policy determine your selection, not the letter beside the last name.
Yes, sir.
All right, before I get mine, I'm going to go ahead and play these two messages.
Wait, I thought you could pass an executive order. So let's say Roe was a president. He signed off on like 150 executive orders and Gerard came behind him. He can, write something on top of those executive orders. I thought that's how it worked. Educate me real quick. Or is it once an executive order is passed, it stays forever? Because I thought the next president can change it. Maybe I'm wrong.
Y'all know?
I think for a couple of years, man.
That's right. Yes,
my understanding is it becomes president, meaning that it's something that other presidents that have become president after don't have to adhere to that executive order, but most tend to do just like with the court system. It's called president out of president because it's already been established. But no, it can be changed. But most presidents will go ahead and adhere to that executive order.
You know, back in the days when Monica Lewinsky went down on Bill Clinton.
There we go.
He signed an executive order about pubic hair.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm about to go to the last message of the night.
I know you guys didn't ask me, but if I had any final thoughts, I will say this. America is about to turn 250 years old in about 3 years. Every empire, after 250 years, something dramatic and major happens. So I think we should all put the faith in the Most High, number one, and get our tribe ready. You know what I'm saying? For anything that we do in this current world, let's not forget about the Most High. And just be obedient to the Most High. Everything will be all right. You know? Peace, love, and balance, everybody. Love this podcast. Love listening to it. Stay healthy and stay safe. Stay successful, black man.
All right. Thank you. We definitely need you to come back.
All right. My final thought is, you know what I'm saying? For people that's like, I guess me, that really don't be paying attention to the politics or whatever like that, before you go out, You know what I mean? Make sure you do your due diligence. Make sure that you look at all of the candidates. Let's not just go off of a name. Let's not go off of a color. Go off of, you know what I'm saying, what they stand for.
Yes,
because
sir.
It's, you know what I'm saying? If it's going to be a woman president, then that's what it's going to be. I have no problem with that. If it's going to be Donald Trump, then it's going to be what it's going to be. But at the end of the day, make sure you do your due diligence. And let's not just go because of what he may or may not have done for you 4 years, 8 years, 4 years ago or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Or because the other candidate is a woman and black. You know what I mean? Let's see what they stand for. And then you make a decision.
Yeah.
Because whatever you decide, you got this for 4 to 8 years. So whatever you decide, it's 4 to 8. So you know what I'm saying? So you can't vote for this person and then when shit don't go right, now you mad. Stick, you know what I'm saying? Stick to your decision. And just like I said, make sure you do your due diligence. But this was another episode from Run and Tell That Podcast. The first episode tonight is already uploaded and on YouTube and on all platforms. This episode will be uploaded tonight.
That's right.
So we'll be back next Friday night, 6:30.
Yes, sir.
And that's it.
And to all my Trumpster, let's go, Trump.
Yeah, I'm glad he muted. Oh, we got one more, but we close. Yep.
I know y'all trying to leave, but one more message, right? I wish this shit could be like the NBA or the NFL, right? Well, you don't like what the president's doing? Just call the next nigga up, man. Like, hey, you ready? All right, get off the bench.
Damn.
But unfortunately, it's not like that. But everything you said is absolutely real. You know what I'm saying? Don't vote, you know, and then complain. Vote, you know what I'm saying? Vote and then like, oh my God, you know, it's how the world works. That's how democracy works. You can't please everybody.
Yes, sir.
That's right. That's
yes,
right.
Sir.
And that is so 100.
All right.
And we know you're getting ready to close, my brothers. So thank all the participants. We appreciate the call-ins.
For sure.
And like I say, vote your heart.
Yeah, vote your heart and your conscience.
And
yeah.
Your conscience.
And
thank
don't,
you. Damn.
And don't vote your love me. Just vote everything.
Here we go.
Yeah.
There we go. We couldn't go one show without it, right? One show without it. Couldn't go one show. One show.
Vote your love me, because your love me, it will make sure that you're in the right direction. It will stick up, and it won't stick down.
Hey, my brothers, y'all have a blessed.
Either that, or direct you straight to the health department. I'm out.